AI, narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Illumina's 43% quarter meets a 58% fair value premium and thin volume near the high. Illumina closed at $194.10, only 2.5% below its 52-week high. But the latest 4.0% advance came on 0.8 times 13-week average volume. Research brief. Illumina's weekly profile remains constructive, with an active trend signal, a 15-week trend streak, and strong relative strength versus U.S. healthcare. The risk is that price is now 34.0% above its weekly trend line and 58.0% above ShareMaestro fair value, while volume confirmation remains modest. Key points. 1. ILMN gained 4.0% for the week, 9.9% over 4 weeks, and 42.9% over 12 weeks, placing the close at 95.5% of its 52-week range. 2. The trend signal is active, with 48 of the past 52 weeks active, and price 34.0% above the $144.90 trend line. 3. Diagnostics and research breadth is mixed, 82.2% positive market dynamics, but only 48.9% active trend breadth, and 42.2% positive relative strength breadth. 4. Latest volume was 6.9 million shares, equal to 0.8 times the 13-week average and 0.8 times the 52-week average, so participation has not matched the price strength. Weekly move keeps Illumina near high-water territory. Illumina ended the week of 24 July at $194.10, up 4.0%, leaving the stock just 2.5% below its 52-week high of $199.10. The move adds to a 9.9% 4-week gain and a 42.9% 12-week advance, while the 52-week return stands at 77.6% from a range that has stretched from $88 to $199. The ShareMaestro trend signal remains active, supported by a 15-week active streak and 92.3% trend breadth across the past year. Price is 34.0% above the weekly trend line at $144.90. Confirming a strong regime, but also widening the distance to the main weekly risk marker. Sector context is supportive, but not uniform. Within U.S. healthcare, Illumina ranks in the top decile by peer position at the 90.9th percentile among 956 stocks. That stands out against a sector that averaged only a 0.2% weekly gain and 1.3% over 4 weeks, although healthcare's 12-week average return of 9.4% shows broader recovery beneath the surface. The industry read is more nuanced. U.S. diagnostics and research averaged a 4.0% weekly gain, broadly matching Illumina's move, and produced a stronger 6.3% 4-week average. Market dynamics breadth is healthy at 82.2%, but active trend breadth is below half the group at 48.9%, and positive relative strength breadth is 42.2%. So ILMN is outperforming a group where participation is still selective. Market dynamics stays positive, while volume lags. ShareMaestro market dynamics remains constructive, with activity pressure at 1.32 and relative strength at 38.02. The signal state, however, is not a fresh buy. Activity pressure is positive, but the latest signal read is neutral, which makes follow-through and participation more important from here. That is where the evidence is thinner. Latest volume was 6.9 million shares versus a 13-week average of 8.9 million and a 52-week average of 8.7 million, equal to 0.8 times on both measures. The strongest recent participation came on the 9.0% week of 26 June with 11.6 million shares, while the latest rebound has come with lighter turnover. Valuation distance and reversal history frame the risk. The stock now trades 58.0% above ShareMaestro fair value at $122.90, a large premium that reflects demand, but raises the hurdle for continued upside. Recent weekly volatility has cooled to 4.2% versus a 52-week base of 6.9%. Yet the one-year distribution still includes a worst week of negative 17.3% and 6 sharp loss weeks in the past 26 weeks. The watch list is clear. Whether price can hold close to the 52-week high without exhausting, whether activity pressure remains positive, and whether volume expands above recent baselines. A move with volume above 1.5x would offer much stronger confirmation than the current 0.8x participation profile. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.